Welcome to Sewindipity on naturechannel.fm. Join Shelley Levis, where she will explore gardening trends, homesteading techniques, and useful tips that will help your garden grow. Shelley will share the latest gardening gadgets on the market today, discuss eco-friendly gardening methods, and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Special guests will reveal their gardening secrets and advice on how you can create a garden just about anywhere, whether it be a small urban balcony or a large open backyard. Gardening should be easy and gardening should be fun. Prepare to be inspired to get growing with Shelley Levis on Sewindipity here at naturechannel.fm.
Welcome, everybody. How's all those plant geeks, eco-warriors, and gardenpreneurs doing out there? You are listening to Sewindipity on naturechannel.fm. I am your host, Shelley Levis, talking to you live from the Fraser Valley in beautiful British Columbia, Canada. This is going to be a bit of a different show this week. I've had a really big week, and it's really a result of everything that I've been, all the sowing of the seeds that I've been putting down for several years now. But really, when I decided to concentrate and put all my energy into it this year, you know, that expression, you get more of what you put your focus on. And I'm definitely succeeding in that department for sure. I'm a living example of the very thing that I'm going to talk about today. My week, for instance, I have just found out that I am going to be a speaker at the Northwest Flower and Garden Show. Now, if anybody out there knows about this show, it is like the biggest show of its kind, garden show, here in the West Coast of North America. And I've been going to the show for years, and it has been, you know, it's the one thing that I actually look forward to in my year. If there's a highlight in my year, it's this show, because I just get so much great information there. I see so many wonderful products. I'm surrounded by like-minded people. The gardens are beautiful that they do, the show gardens. And of course, there's so many seminars and wonderful garden gurus to go and see, and garden sheroes that I have out there. And I had a really wonderful time this year being able to meet several of them, which really kind of became mentors to me and really pushed me in the direction that I am going now. So, you know, this was on my bucket list. I wanted to be able to be a speaker at the Northwest Flower and Garden Show someday, and I had a goal to have it, you know, would do it in the next, within the next 3 years, and I'm doing it next year in 2016. So I'm already surpassing my own expectations, and it's a huge thrill. I'm honored, I'm excited, and a little freaked out. So I've got to get really good at feeling confident and comfortable, because I'm going to be doing on the DIY stage, discussing two different topics. And there's no give there. I'm going to be talking to a live audience. There's no hiding behind screens like I can in my blog and on social media. I am going to be out there, really putting myself out there, and I think I'm ready for it. And I'll definitely be practicing before I get there. But like, I don't just have a good day. I have epic days. I also had an interview yesterday with a wonderful berry farm here called Dritiger Farms here in Langley, BC. And they were looking for a manager for their little market store. And that's not what I'm willing to be able to do for them. But we discussed so many different ideas about how maybe I can help them with their marketing strategy. So I've made a new friend and a new contact. And I know that we'll be doing some business together in the future, which further expands the direction I want to go. I'm very passionate about agritourism and getting an opportunity to meet Rhonda, and her beautiful vision for her company was a really big treat for me, and I know that we will connect again in the future. And then on top of it, on Monday, I had a meeting with the a talent agency, actually, and we're going to be looking into doing some commercial work and some possibilities of maybe pitching. Maybe, you never know, maybe I'll have my own daytime show one of these days. These are big dreams, guys. I mean, huge. And you're probably going, wow, that girl really got some ideas. And I do. I have some ideas. I have a plan with my vision for my purpose here on the planet and what I want to do. And the bigger the audience that I can reach, the more I can possibly influence more people to get growing. And I really feel that that is kind of part of my calling. Now, I've also been writing newspaper articles this week. I got a lot of deadlines for fall, print and magazines, so I'm getting all that done. I've been dealing with beautiful gourds that I got given to me, actually, from the Taves family farm. I gave them a call, and they said they had some beautiful gourds for me to come out. The pumpkins, heirloom pumpkins, aren't quite ready yet, but you know how it is. Have things ready for print for the month of fall. You got to do it in summer. So I am a month ahead of everybody trying to get my stuff done, but hey, I'm having fun, and I'm you should see some of the really cool projects I got coming out, so make sure you check it out on my website. Speaking of my website and the name of this show, now today we're going to be talking about discovering your passion and asking the right questions, because clearly what I just stated to you was all the things that are happening in my life are a clear result of doing exactly and putting to practice what I'm about to discuss today. Now, my whole website, Sewindipity, is a play on the word serendipity, which actually means accidentally discovering something pleasant when you were actually looking for something else. And I loved that whole saying and that whole word, and somehow I had to find a way to wrap a garden expression into it, and I actually did a pretty good job with Sewindipity, which is spelled Sowandipity. So I actually had a lot of fun coming up with that word that is so symbolic of who I am, direction that I'm trying to take my website and my brand. Now, this, like I said, is going to be a bit of a different show. I've done a lot of shows where I've had some really great guests on. I've talked a lot about gardening, and there's a whole other side of me. And a couple of weeks ago, I kind of started to break into that when I discussed, using some garden metaphors and how they can really translate into real life and meaning for us in our everyday lives. And I did 10 different quotes that I really enjoyed, and I really found that the show went so fast, and I was very connected to what I was saying. I wasn't just delivering content. I felt that I was really delivering a message. And so once in a while, I'm going to switch off the regular path of talking about gardens, because that is my passion. But so is, and business is a passion for me as well when it comes to marketing and how to reach people and get the message out there. But I'm a huge advocate of, consciousness and self-awareness. And I have tons of books and podcasts and ebooks, and I'm constantly, I eat this stuff like breathing. I constantly am, even today I was listening to a podcast, it's a Periscope by Bob Doyle. He's on Twitter, so be sure to look him up and listen to him, because he talks a lot about the law of attraction. He was actually on the show of law of attraction, and that was really one of those first keys to opening up my awareness. Now, but before you start going, oh, well, law of attraction and all that secret, the secret movie and stuff like that, you can't really just wish and have a Lamborghini. You can't. You simply can't. It doesn't work like that. But what it did ask is it broadened my awareness, and it really made me start to ask a lot more bigger questions. It's kind of like the, not even an appetizer, it's more like a taster of what is out there and what possibilities am I possibly could be connecting with on an energetic level that I need to learn more about. So it really just spurred a whole nother level of consciousness for me to start learning more about myself and the and how energy really works. So this is what this show is really going to be talking about today, is asking the right questions, because at the end of the day, it's not about the answers. It's about understanding the questions. The question is really it. For instance, I really like this expression from when you've heard of the movie The Matrix. Well, Trinity says to Neo, the answer is the question. And this is really the truth here. The answer is in the question. The question initiates the change, and a question begets yet another question. So I'm going to get into really discussing this today, but I want to keep this more interactive. And I feel that if you are listening in today and you really dig this stuff and you want to get into this conversation, join me. I'm going to give you the call-in number. So if you've got a pencil handy, it's 718-766-4996. I'll say it again, 718-766-4996. Feel free to call in and join my discussion. If you have anything that you would like to ask or contribute to the conversation, I want to hear from you, because this is the kind of stuff that I absolutely can sit in a corner with a glass of wine with a girlfriend and talk. 5 hours will disappear, because this is the kind of stuff that I love. And I'm fortunate enough that I have a lot of friends in my life that dig this. It can be a little bit tough talking to people that don't really get it and don't understand it, and they think it's all a woo-woo kind of thing. And me and Christine were talking about, that's the producer of the show, we're talking about how she hates that word woo-woo, and I agree with her. But sometimes I use that as a bit of a prerequisite when I'm chatting with somebody that I'm about to tell them something that I think I'm not sure they're going to be able to receive in the right way without kind of raising an eyebrow, like, And, you know, I don't care if people think I'm a little bit out there in my strategies or my thinking, because it is what works for me, and it's really empowered me. And I like to think of that as not being a self-help. People think, well, all those books and podcasts, that's self-help. I look at it differently, and I call it self-empowerment, because I get an opportunity to really use all capacities of my conscious brain in a way that really serves me, serves the people around me, and eventually turns into being able to serve the planet as a whole, as a oneness. So, you know, you've heard me talk a little bit about stuff like this in the past in all my podcasts. I dabble, you know, when I'm on air a little bit to, you know, release a little bit more of my personality. But today I'm really going to, I'm going to get deep. I'm going to dig deep. No garden pun intended. The questions really are the answers. And I really admire Rika Zimmerman's work. She's done a lot of Axis Consciousness. And you can find that stuff on the World Puja Network. I really love her delivery of the message. And she, when I listen to her podcast, I have her recordings, and I listen to them over and over and over again. And I kind of just zip through and randomly pick one, whatever I feel is the message I need to receive today. And I'll listen to it. And there's not a time that I haven't listened to one of those podcasts, even if I've heard that same one, I don't know, 20 or 30 times. Seriously, I've listened to them that many times, because when I'm out in the garden, I need a little bit of, you know, connection, and I need to get really grounded. I listen to her, and her questions are very deep. And I have a million epiphanies when I'm listening to her. So I really recommend that you seek her out if you're into this stuff, because she is a fantastic lady, and she has really been a life changer for me, actually, in a lot of ways, the things and the questions that she's asked and the epiphanies I've gotten and the growth I've gotten from some of the wonderful Axis Consciousness and people that practice self-awareness out there. When there's a lot of gurus out there, lots of really wonderful people out there. The Hay House, of course, is another whole group of authors that really get deep and ask these deep questions as well. And sometimes, you know, we can change everything on the outside of our life and try to clean things up, but, you know, sometimes you got to go in. And going in can be really hard, because you're going to uncover things that maybe you just don't want to deal with that emotion. You don't want to deal with that energy. It's just easier to cover it up and just not think about it. And I think that we all have scenarios at all times in our life where there's just something that we're just not really willing to look at. And it is the key of opening that up and bringing it into our awareness so that we can let it go in order for us to move on to bigger and better things. And I think that's why I'm having the success that I am this year, is that I'm really am willing to move past some of the blocks that I've created for myself and get really focused on what I want. And I think that this is what it really boils down to, is we all have these desires and we all have these things in our life that we really want. And did you know that wanting and desiring something is actually the energy of lack? If you want something in your life, that's saying to yourself that I don't have it. And that there's some sort of idea, this belief system behind it, that if I just had the right amount of money, if I just had the right relationship, that if I just had everything, that these things that I need and want in my life, then everything in my life would work. And that's not necessarily true. It's actually working against you to have a desire to want something, because really what you're doing is you're telling energetically to the universe that you don't have it and that you're in lack. You know, the real great question that we should be asking ourselves at all times is, what else is possible? And this is a Rika Zimmerman Axis Consciousness tool. What else is possible? Even when there's things that are not going so well in your life, and even when things are good. When things are good, you should say, how can it get any better than this? And you'd be amazed when you ask that question that how many great answers will come up. In fact, you'll actually create more questions. So, you know, I've already just zipped through the first 15 minutes. We're going to do a quick little break. And when we get back, we're going to start diving into asking the right questions and how to really start moving some of those big blocks to the things that you really desire in your life. We'll be right back.
You are listening to Serendipity with Shelley Levis on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at serendipity.com.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable, Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at naturechannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm.
You are listening to naturechannel.fm, live talk radio that helps connect you more deeply with nature. naturechannel.fm, it's where we grow. Join the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for horse wisdom straight from the stall. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Nature's Channel is where you grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live and find archives at naturechannel.fm.
You are listening to Serendipity with Shelley Levis on naturechannel.fm, airing live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at serendipity.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking today about asking the right questions and trying to unfold the desires and dreams that we have in our life by really becoming more conscious about how we are tackling the questions, the big questions in our life. It's about finding the answers and knowing what we really want. And I think that we operate on a level sometimes that we don't even understand. It's a sub thought that's underneath the brain there, that's in the subconscious that we may not even be aware of. And that we are actually pushing energetically the things that we want in our life away. Now, when it comes to asking the questions, what are we taught about answering questions as children? What are we taught? We are taught that we have to have the right answer. That's what we're taught. I mean, think of all those red X's you've had on your exams and stuff like that, which would say that, you know, having the wrong answer makes you, you're not smart, you're not stupid, or you're stupid, and all these other messages that we'd get from not having the right answer. So, you know, we feel that we have to know the right answers on everything. And in fact, we are rewarded for the right answers. Now, this is really limited in our thinking. We don't really need to know the answer to every question. What if asking the questions was really intended to open you up to the infinite possibilities, all of the possibilities that are out there? I mean, if you were to ask questions to find, you know, sometimes if we ask questions to find the limitations, for instance, then you cannot receive the forms, the many, many forms that your desire could be gifted to you. And what ends up happening is sometimes, like if you ask yourself a question like, you know, about a certain topic, about perhaps you're trying to lose weight. Well, what can I do to lose weight? Listen to those negative conclusions that come up about the answer, because those sorry guys, my throat's really dry today. Those conclusions that we create is actually a block. And we actually have a lot of conclusions about things. If we try to answer the question, we actually start to create these roadblocks along the way. Let's talk about, for instance, if money is a problem for you. Then the conclusion is, like, if you want more money and you're asking yourself, what would it take for more money to show up in my life? And just feel energetically all these self stories that kind of start going in your head. Well, I can't work anymore. I work enough hours as it is, and I'm not going to inherit any money from anywhere. I'm not going to win a lottery, and I just don't know how I'm going to get this money. And you know, all this stuff starts to swell up in you, and you're drawing conclusions, and that it becomes the block. Sorry, guys, my throat's really dry. And this, you actually bring up that money is actually the energy of a problem for you. You actually start to sense around money that it's actually a problem. And in fact, if having more money, which means that you have lack of it now, you start to associate that all your problems in your life are because of money. So why would the universe deliver more possibilities or more opportunities to earn it in another way if it's just a problem for you? Energetically, you're already pushing it away. And I think that's really a big thing for us. I think that we don't even really realize that, you know, we have these conclusions about certain things in our life. Now, I know that, we don't need to really understand how the universe is going to deliver the answers to our questions in life. I know for myself, somebody was asking me, where are you going to go from here, Shelley? What are you going to do with this path that you're on? And I honestly don't know. I really don't know where it's going to go. And I think that the minute I just kind of gave it over to trusting the source energy and trusting the universe and trusting that my foot will land in front of me for the next step, and then the next foot will pick up and land on the next one. And if I just continue to keep working on this way, I will get somewhere. I'm on a journey of somewhere. Now, I have an intention of where I want to go, but I haven't drawn up too many conclusions about what that exactly looks like. Now, some people say you've got to be really, really clear about your goal. Well, I think that if you're too clear and if you start... you know, being very specific about what you're, it's a lot of work for the universe to start responding. The minute you ask a question, you are immediately engaging and initiating change. What else is possible is an easy way for you to start finding possibilities. Like, you know, say you were in a position where you just lost your job and you've been putting out resumes and you're trying to find work. And you start asking yourself, well, what else is possible? I mean, if I don't get hired by someone, what else is possible? How other ways could I make money? And then you might just say, well, you know, I am a seamstress. Okay, well, what else is possible? Well, maybe I could, you know, advertise that I can help doing some seamstress work. Okay, well, what else is possible? Well, maybe I could go to, clothing stores and offer seamstress, you know, give out my cards. And before you know it, you start finding that every time you ask yourself the question, well, what if I did that? Then what could happen? And you'd be start being able to answer yourself with all sorts of different questions or answers that actually are just another question. I know this might sound a little complicated, but the truth is that if you come up with an answer right away and a conclusion, well, what am I going to do? I can't find a job. Well, if you gave yourself the answer of, I'm just not going to be able to pay my rent, and I'm going to be, and all these negative stories will start to come up for you. And I think that what you need to do is just try to turn around and say, what else is possible? How can it get any better than this? And I really love those tools that Rika Zimmerman gives in Access Consciousness, because the truth is how can it get any better than this? Even if you had a really bad day, like you had a flat tire and you're standing on the side of the road and say, you know, instead of going, how more worse can my day become? Well, I guarantee you it's going to get worse. You're going to be late for that meeting. But what if you said, what else is possible? How can it get any better than this? Well, you know, maybe somebody, you can start thinking, well, maybe I can get some help and somebody will stop by and help me with changing my tire. And all of a sudden, you know, you're putting out a different energy and somebody pulls over and says, can I help you? And you might find that all of a sudden, well, how can it get any better than this? This guy gets you back on the road. Well, how can this get any better than this? Well, you know, because you were, a little bit delayed, perhaps you missed the rush hour traffic, which gave you a quicker route into your next meeting. The point is that how can it get any better than this is a much more positive way of asking the right question instead of how can my day get any worse. And it's just a matter of switching, you know, the smallest things. It's amazing how a negative can be turned into a positive by simply asking the right question. And I think that's really one of the things I've really used in a lot of practice is that, you know, it's hard to remember to ask yourself those questions when you're like raging mad and everything's going bad. But if you can just get yourself into a different train of thought, you'd be amazed that now you're opening yourself up to all sorts of wonderful possibilities. And you start seeing the opportunities there. The opportunities actually become, because you ask the question, what else is possible? Then you're like, okay, I'm reaching for the bigger question of what is possible. Consciousness is a question. Think about that. Consciousness is a question. And if everything on this planet really is living in the question. A good example that Rika used, I was listening to one of her podcasts today, was when she was talking about using the chemical Roundup, where we go and put it onto a weed. The idea is that we're trying to destroy the weed, but the weed really wants to survive. So he has to actually come up with solve a problem of what can I do to survive? And his answer is going to be, I must mutate and change. I must change. And, you know, he will change and he will survive. You won't knock out every single weed with that Roundup. Every once in a while, a weed finds a way and builds up a resistance. This is why chemicals don't work. Sorry, I'm only going to that rant. But anyways, the whole point is that they just become resistant and they find a new way because they're answering and solving the problem of what else is possible. How can I survive? How can it get any better than this? They really are living in the question of trying to survive. And I think that that's really at the heart of everything. What we're all trying to do is to survive in this planet. And hopefully we can do it in a way that makes us happy and brings us joy. So the more we can reach into that whole energy of what else is possible, those questions start to weed out all those negative conclusions that we've made about certain things, about maybe our weight, our body image, about a relationship. You know, if the relationship isn't working out, instead of saying, you know, this is never going to work, or I don't think this relationship could get any worse. You know, that sort of thing. If you start asking yourself, well, what else is possible in this relationship? You know, how could it get any better than this? And you'd find yourself, well, you know, maybe we'd spend more time together. Maybe, you know, what else is possible? Well, maybe because we had a really good evening, we were able to connect energetically and spiritually with each other, and perhaps we can find that spark again. And when we start really working in that direction, the answer really is in the question. And you have to ask yourself, what questions am I asking myself? What questions am I asking myself on a daily basis? Like, you know, what conclusions am I having about those energies that come up around that? And I think that you got to start really looking at what energies come up, what conclusions you have about certain things about your weight, what points of view you are holding when you ask these questions. Because believe it or not, you have a point of view. And honestly, most of them probably aren't even your own. At some point in your life, you've picked up these point of views. And everybody actually, all of the conclusions and judgments we have about everything is actually belongs to no one, really. It doesn't belong to you at all. It belongs to everyone because we've picked up things along the way from our parents, from our teachers, from you know, people of authority. We've picked up from our friends. If you're a religious person, you've gone to church, you've picked up all sorts of you know, judgments and conclusions that aren't yours. They were taught to you. And, you know, we get taught all these ideas and judgments and stuff like that that aren't really our own, but then we form on top of it through our experiences in life, which, you know, may enforce that conclusion, that judgment even more. So I think that for when it comes to asking the right questions, I ask myself a lot of good questions every single day. And one of them, activity, is what I'm doing right now serving me? A million times I find myself, and I've talked about this before, where I'm just surfing, you know, Facebook, and I'm not really doing, what I'm doing isn't really serving my purpose, and it's not moving the needle on my goals. So I'm going to let you guys have a bit of a break here, and when we get back, we're going to discuss a little bit more. And I would love it if you could call in and discuss this with me at 718-766-4996. And let's share. Let's swap some stories. If you would like to chat about this topic, I'd love to talk to you too. Talk to you in a sec.
You are listening to Serendipity with Shelley Levis on NaturesChannel.fm, airing live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at Serendipity.com.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable. Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at natureschannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on natureschannel.fm.
You are listening to natureschannel.fm, live talk radio that helps connect you more deeply with nature. Natureschannel.fm, it's where we grow.
Join the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on natureschannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for horse wisdom straight from the stall. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Nature's Channel is where you grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live and find archives at natureschannel.fm.
You are listening to Serendipity with Shelley Levis on natureschannel.fm, airing live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at serendipity.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Serendipity on natureschannel.fm. I'm your host, Shelley Levis, and we are talking about the gardens of our minds today and asking the right questions. I mean, how much do you really want to achieve those goals in your life? I mean, are you actually sabotaging your dreams with negative thoughts? Are you asking yourself the right questions? You know, this is really what it boils down to, is that sometimes we don't know what we want. We think we know what we want. Or if you ask someone, you know, some people are just confused and they don't have a clue what they want. They just know they want something different. And this is where the power of the question really allows you to start unfolding what is it that you're truly after. And if I was to ask somebody, well, what do you want? Well, I just wish I had more money. Well, why would you want more money? Well, then I could have a house, or I could afford this and I can afford that. Well, what would happen if you could afford those things? What would it give you? And at the end of the day, what it really boils down to is we're trying to get to a place of finding and seeking joy. Money is just an energy or a form of energy that we can use to help us get there, if that's, you know, the types of things that you want. But you'll find, even after you have that pretty shiny object and you finally were able to afford it, that the thing isn't that appealing anymore. You know, with my opportunity to get on to the Northwest Flower and Garden Show, a lot of the excitement was about being able to apply for it and have a lot of hope. And I actually, honestly, I told myself every day while I waited for the response and to find out whether or not I actually got an opportunity to go and speak at the show, I waited every day to see whether or not that letter was going to show up in my mailbox. And I actually visualized that it did, and that I opened it up and it said, congratulations. I've been visualizing myself on that stage for the last little while. I've actually energetically aligned myself to accept that this is going to be a reality in my life. Absolutely. But I didn't put any conclusions to it. I didn't allow myself to really get to a point, well, what if it's no? What if it's no? Well, then I'm going to be really upset. And what if it's, you know, that they just turn me down and that means that they didn't accept me and they just, and I could go into this whole conversation with myself that would be negative. And the truth is I didn't see any desire in doing that at all. I just kind of put it out there that this is what I want to do and somehow it's going to work out. And if it doesn't happen this year, well, it will eventually. I'm just going to have to continue to keep going at it. It's not going to be the end of my world. It'll just be a little bit more further in the future, but I'm definitely on track to do this. And, I'm going to continue moving on that path. And regardless of the outcome, I didn't put any conclusions on the outcome of when I applied. I didn't put any conclusions on it at all. Like I already knew the answer. I just allowed it to be open to me and to flow to me. And this is what's been actually happening a lot in my life is that when I was saying before, people are like, well, where are you going to go with this? You know, where do you see yourself in 5 years? I'm not really sure. I don't really know. I just know that where I'm headed right now feels good and that the opportunities just keep unfolding for me. And I'm okay with that. I'm willing to go on this continuous, you know, opening up to the universe and allowing the flow to come to me and through me. And wherever it takes me, it takes me. It's on the path I want to be on. And I'm not going to try to draw any conclusions of how that path should look. Because if I was to just be, well, it's got to, this has to happen by this time and this has to happen by that time. If I was too stringent on it, now I'm not saying this is different than setting goals. You should set goals, but then just release it in a way that you kind of expect it's going to unfold and you don't know how exactly they're going to happen. You don't need to have the answer of how you're going to achieve this because there's so many possibilities that can come to you that you would never have expected. Now, if you had your eye on that it has to happen just like this and then this person has to call me and then this has to happen on this date and then I'm going to wear this and it's going to look just like that. If you do too much of that, you know, being so specific, then you're not open to all the opportunities that could be right in front of you that are waving at you going, well, this is a possibility to get you to where you want to go. Well, why don't you try doing this? I'm finding that for myself that I'm all these opportunities that I'm experiencing now are all moving me towards my ultimate goal. And I specifically not even sure what that looks like in the long run. Like, I'm not quite sure. I know what I want to do and what I want to try. And, you know, if I was to get onto, like, for instance, a big goal, it would be like if I was to get onto a daytime television show where I was doing an hour or half hour garden spot, that would be amazing for me. I would love to do that. It'd be wonderful. And I don't want to put too many conclusions on how that has to look for me and how it has to happen. Because I don't want to think that I have to go through this channel to get there. The truth is that I intend for this to happen, so it could happen any sort of way. Maybe Home Depot calls me and says, we want to put Gia in this, you know, live broadcast of what we're doing for these really cool things. Or, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I'm allowed myself to be completely open to all the possibilities that bring me closer to the place that I want to be, which is to, you know, encourage people to get growing and to spread the message of going green and being eco-conscious and just taking care of our planet. And so far, I'm being able to do that in so many ways, in so many ways than I could have ever imagined. I've got, the radio show. I've got social media, Facebook, on Twitter. I have the opportunity to do a Periscope, which I just did the other day. I'm having an opportunity to write for local magazines and newspapers. I'm able to spread this message every way that's possible. And I don't know if I could have done it if I just said to myself is I just want to be able to write for a newspaper someday. I just want to write for a newspaper someday. If that was the only option I had, then what about all this other stuff that I would have just turned my face away from and said, no, I can't do a radio show. I don't have time and I don't know how and it seems too difficult. And I mean, how would I even get a radio show? I mean, like all these opportunities came my way because I was completely open to what the universe is going to deliver me according to my intentions. Now, if we're too invested in the outcome, we draw these conclusions of how it has to look.
We are trained to be invested in the answer. We are trained to be invested in the outcome. We are trained to be invested in a conclusion about how something should be or how we should answer the questions for ourselves in our lives. You know, how will I be successful? Well, I got to go to school and I got to take 5 years of this and then I have to do this. And then once I buy a house and then I get married and have two kids, then I'm successful. And that's a pretty, you know, for most part, that is kind of a program that's been put into our society forever. And that if you're not doing those things, somehow you have to measure yourself and say, well, I'm not very successful because I don't have the house or I don't have the good relationship or I do have those things, but I'm having trouble having children. I'm not successful. I'm somehow wrong. I'm somehow broken. And therefore, you're not allowing yourself the opportunities of many different things that could come to you, you know, energetically. When it comes to having children, perhaps adopting, or many of the different options that are out there, because you've got a conclusion that somehow I'm doing this wrong. And that would completely, if you're trying to control the outcome too much, therefore you're completely eliminating all of the possibilities of how that answer could come to you. Now, you know, a lot of people have, number one thing I think that really drives the whole self-help and all that for a lot of people is that they just want more money or more abundance in their life. And I think that all of us really desire to have that because somehow we feel that if we had more money and more abundance in that regard, that we would, everything would work in our lives. And that's not necessarily true because even the most richest people in the world, they're not always all that happy either. But when we do look at the way a millionaire thinks about money, he doesn't constantly think about the lack of it or that he needs it or that he wants it. He doesn't live in that space. He doesn't tell himself that I don't have enough or I need to get more money. He just accepts that he has it and that he will always have it and that it will never be an issue. Money is not an issue for him. He has other worries that he will worry about. But, I mean, what if you were just in a space where you just kind of stop thinking about wanting something and then just truly having it? Like, do you understand that the energy between wanting something and having something is completely different? And I think that this is where what The Secret was trying to really get across. And I mean, they used a lot of visuals, and they really needed to dumb down the message to at least appeal to the masses because it's a powerful message and one that a lot of people have never heard or even are consciously, you know, at that level to even accept. That they would just be like, what? So, you know, the reason why it was such a big hit was because there was a stirring there for people that said there's something to this. There's something deeper about this idea of visualization and wanting things in my life and truly believing that I can have it. You know, what the idea behind that was don't draw conclusions that you can't. Don't draw the conclusions in your life that you cannot have these things because, well, I live here and I'm too busy and you don't understand. I'm you know, I don't feel well all the time. I don't have the energy. All those are conclusions and limitations, all of them. And for myself, if I was to tell myself those conclusions, like, well, I really wish I could have this opportunities happen in my life, there's no way none of this would come my way without putting in the work. And I was willing to put in the work because I really believe that if I was concentrating and energetically aligning myself with a thing that I'm passionate about, that I believe in, that somehow that all the things that I desire would just align with me. And they have. And I'm actually on a path right now living my dream. I'm beyond my dreams at this point. I mean, it almost brings tears to my eyes at how wonderful everything has been going. And it's not all lily-galley, you know, it's not, you know, I express to everybody about all the wonderful things that are going on in my life. And I'll share those things with Facebook and stuff like that. So it comes off like, oh, wow, everything's great. But it's not always. Obviously, I've got a lot of issues and problems. And there's always personal, you know, family issues. And everybody's got, you know, all sorts of problems. Everybody does it all the time. But I don't allow myself to focus on those negative things. I'm allowing myself to, you know, focus on the things that do bring me joy and bring me passion. And because of that, I'm getting more of it. And it becomes a lot harder to focus on the negative things. They seem to start resolving themselves. They start to kind of wash away. This is not denial. This is not saying that that problem doesn't exist. I know that that problem is still there. But I also have to stop having judgments about how I'm part of that problem or that I am the problem. You know, I stopped doing those judgments on myself and realized that it is important for me to be successful. It is important for me to become a success, because the more successful I am, the more I can share and do my life's purpose. The whole idea is that the more money I have, the more money I have to give. And I think Oprah does that very well. She's amassed a fortune, an empire of wealth, but she's also building schools in third world countries because she can. She would not be able to do that if she didn't allow herself to have the belief that she's entitled to earn that kind of income. So we're going to take a quick break here, guys, and then we'll get right back into chatting a little bit more in the last 15 minutes. Talk to you soon.
You are listening to Serendipity with Shelley Levis on NaturesChannel.fm, airing live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at Serendipity.com.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable, Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at natureschannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on natureschannel.fm.
You are listening to natureschannel.fm, live talk radio that helps connect you more deeply with nature. Natureschannel.fm, it's where we grow. Join the Horses, Heart, and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on natureschannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for horse wisdom straight from the stall. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in every Wednesday for horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Nature's Channel is where you grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live and find archives at natureschannel.fm.
You are listening to Serendipity with Shelley Levis on natureschannel.fm, airing live every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Find archives and more at serendipity.com.
Welcome back to Serendipity here on natureschannel.fm. I hope everybody's enjoying the show so far. It has been whipping by. Like, I can't believe it. I've only got a few minutes left here to chat. And it's because, when you're passionate about something and you really are in the flow, you know how that time flies when you're having fun. When you're really in your zone, time just flies by. You don't even realize it doesn't become a factor anymore. And you're just in the zone and enjoying every moment. And I really am enjoying speaking to you guys about this today. And I hope that you really enjoy this as well. I know it's a little bit off the beaten path of what I normally do when I'm talking about gardening and garden stuff and stuff like that. This is something I'm very passionate about. And I find a lot of answers in the garden when I'm out there. I listen to a lot of podcasts and I listen to these types of things all day long because I think really it is the difference in my mindset and how I'm being able to achieve some of my goals in my life. I'm nowhere near this level of success I think that I can be, and I have no idea what possibilities are of success could be for me. and neither I've drawn no conclusion to that. All I know is that I'm enjoying the journey and that I'm enjoying where I'm at right now, and I'm enjoying connecting with people, and I'm having a really good time in my life. I'm not a millionaire. I'm not sitting in a big, beautiful house driving a Maserati or whatever. I don't have those things in my life. They don't fulfill me. I'm just knowing that when I connect with people and that I'm able to inspire them through some of the ideas that I have that I can share and get them to get growing and connect through, you know, garden to table recipes. And the other day, last week on Saturday, actually, I've been a busy girl. I had a Fork and Food event downtown Langley, and I was a speaker, and we were talking about garden to table recipes. And my portion of that was to discuss edible flowers. And I had so many people that came up to me afterwards and said, I didn't know that those were edible. I mean, now you've just given me a whole nother way of looking at a sunflower, or, you know, or I didn't know I could use those like that. I mean, I'm really excited. And I said, well, you got to plan for a little bit, you know, make sure you plant and get out those seed catalogs and find out about all the edible flowers, which is on my website. I've got a good post on that. And try to do this for yourself. And I know from that small time that I had with those people that I inspired a few people. I let everybody sample some lavender lemonade, and everybody could not get over how delicious lavender tasted. And they didn't even know what to think, because they've never thought of eating lavender before. My whole point in all this is that I'm really enjoying the fact that I'm able to reach and expand in a way that inspires others. That is what I feel is part of my purpose. But I don't know if that will always be the full purpose. I know that through the serendipity and through the gardening, that may not be the way I deliver the message all the time. But I do know that I am supposed to be doing what I do, which is to inspire others. And I think that when we start asking big questions about what we want in our life, that we got to stop trying to figure it all out. Don't try to figure it all out. If you already know how everything's supposed to be, then you've drawn a conclusion, which puts all the problems that you're trying to get out of your way, all those blocks that are in your way, it actually puts them all in place. If you've already kind of come up with the conclusions of how this is supposed to be, because you're not allowing yourself to be open to the flow of life and the many opportunities that are around you that you cannot see because you're so fixated on the outcome. Conclusions don't allow you to be aware. You can't be aware of all the possibilities around you if you have a judgment and a conclusion about how something's supposed to be. You don't even see it. It's because if you have it all figured out, why would there be any other opportunities come your way? It's got already figured out. Why would the universe, why would the opportunities even be visible to you if you've got it all figured out? So stop doing that. Stop trying to figure it all out. Keep asking yourself the right questions. A good way for you, if you're not even sure what the questions are, or if you have something in your life that you really want, a really good question is, what can I be energetically that would allow, you know, fill in the blank, to show up? What can I be energetically? What can I be energetically that would allow this perfect relationship to follow into my life, to show up? And then that starts really putting it on you, and a lot of ways to figure out what energy are you not being to allow this type of thing that you desire to show up in your life. I mean, if you're in a situation where you're really seeking a relationship, for instance, and you just feel like I can't find the right guy, there's no guy out there for me, and everybody I meet, I don't have anything in common with them, and, I really like this guy, but I don't know, there's no way he's going to like me, or I'm too old, I'm too this, I'm too whatever. You know, all these conclusions you've put on yourself, it completely creates the blocks that push away the relationship that you desire. And you're not really open to anything that's really coming your way because you have a conclusion of how it's supposed to look and how that person has to be in order for you to accept them as being a perfect mate. And I think that's even with my relationship with my husband. I just remember the night before I met him, actually, I think I let go of all conclusions because I had gone through some not such a great relationship, and I had been alone for a while, and I had been dating a couple guys, and none of them were I just couldn't find the right person. And when I finally kind of just gave up on the whole idea of finding the right person at all, I just kind of went, you know, I'm kind of just happy being me. I'm actually quite happy with just being me. And I don't have any conclusions about trying to find the right person. And it'll happen when it happens. And I met him the very next day. I think, honestly, once I just made the decision that I didn't have to have that, that I was in a lack in my life, that I was actually quite fulfilled with who I was and my friends and my life, things started to change and shift rapidly. So I'm going to leave you with this. Before I leave, I want you to start asking yourself these simple questions. What else is possible? How can it get any better than this? And if you just ask those simple two questions, you'd be amazed at how many answers will start to come to you, and all the opportunities will of your awareness will just open right up. I hope you guys really enjoyed this show. I know it's a little bit different than my normal thing, but I think I'll probably do it again because I really enjoyed connecting with you guys. And please go to my website or my Facebook page at serendipity.com and share any of your ideas and tell me how you like the show if you want to hear more. I would love to reach out and connect. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to Serendipity on naturechannel.fm. Visit serendipity.com and join our free email list for updates on shows, links to fun DIY projects, and helpful tips to help your garden grow. See you next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember, gardening is easy. Gardening is fun.